Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back. I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out 23 after the hour. Well, Canned Heat bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Kara Hookinson. She is with Principal Financial Group. She's an award-winning VP there. And the work they do there, principal that they do for small businesses is awesome. Kara, thanks again for being here and for being another great representative of your company on our show. As you know, we have a bunch of your folks who've been with me over the years. We're talking about the help that the government is offering to small businesses. I know you're getting this out to your people. You mentioned the retirement situation. This scenario, and I know you guys are very much active in the long-term financial health of companies, the risk analysis, and also the retirement programs. This is hitting retirement programs are based on investments, and this is hitting investments hard. What's your advice to people about their retirement programs?
Well, you're absolutely right, Jim. The gut reaction when we see the market demonstrate the volatility that we've clearly seen over the last few weeks. Is people feel compelled to take action. And that's actually what we advise not to do. You know, retirement is a long game. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Yep. And so, it is now's the time to not look at your balance in your 401k plan every single day. Now is the time, if you're able to continue to defer into that 401k plan. We do recognize that part of the federal package that has been put forth is to allow some additional flexibility for those people that do need to tap into their retirement savings in the short term with the intent that they'll repay it over a period of time and certainly want to make that available, will make that available to our customers who need that. But for those that don't, it's really, really important to stay the course, having continuing those contributions and maintaining a diversified of investment.
Well, one of the things, Kara, that I've been encouraging back when the Dow was at 29,000, I encouraged them not to look at it then, because I told them, I said that's not what your portfolio is worth. This is monopoly money. I'll be honest with you, Kara. I think where it is now is about what's about right, to tell you the truth. I think you ought to look at what's going on right now and say, okay, this is where it ought to be. I just felt like we've been playing with monopoly money. So I think one way to look at this is to say, okay, whatever it was 3 months ago was probably paper money. Anyway, I want to move on and talk about the other things that small business owners can do, your folks can do to remind them about this, and that is to get emergency cash. There's an emergency cash ability to get money out of the SBA right now that doesn't go through the bank. It can be direct deposited. Go to SBA.gov, and then the other, Kara, is the loan, the $350 billion that the government set aside for SBA loans. What are you telling your folks about that?
Yes, absolutely. We are encouraging people to do exactly what you just mentioned to them, is to go to SBA.gov and start to look into those options that are available. And we will be developing tools and resources also to support the materials that are put out there by the government, because there are, there's important decisions to be made here. And, one part of the stimulus program may be right for one business, but a different part might be more appropriate for another business. And so, again, when you think about these small business owners who are, not only trying to manage a remote workforce at this point in time and make sure the IT is working, but they're trying to continue to generate revenue so the chief salesperson keep employees engaged. I mean, the many, many hats, this is just another set of decisions that likely one or maybe two people in a small business are trying to make together. And again, during a really stressful time. So the tools and resources that the SBA can make available and other companies can make available so that we can help employers navigate this. You know, the payroll protection program is such a great start because it's going to be right-sized to each business based on their payroll costs and really get that liquidity into the hands of those businesses to help them stay afloat for a longer period of time than they may have been able to otherwise.
I want to point something out, too, to our audience, and I want you to encourage, I want to encourage you to get this to your folks, too. I've actually talked to some people recently and some bankers who've talked to people who are acting like, well, this is not really going to, the government's not really going to help me. It's just too much trouble, whatever. And I'm trying to encourage people to understand, look, I've been around a long time. My white hair is not premature. I've earned all of it. And I've never seen anything like this. The government, this is real, sincere, true financial help from the government like I've never seen before. Kara, and I think we should get people, please don't let your company go down because you were too hard-headed to get to take some help. This is not your fault. What happened is not your fault. We all need some help. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Oh, could not agree more. You know, this is a huge step forward to help businesses continuing to operate and get the cash flow that they need at this point in time. So, you know, let's think about the long-term health of each of those businesses. And if you are a business owner, take advantage of what's been made available to you, because you're absolutely right. We are all going through this together. And this is
Kara, I want to make sure we get your website, principal.com, right?
You got it, Jim.
Check it out, folks. They're good folks. Kara Hugenson, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.